Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda. Thanks for listening.
Hi, Keith and Chemda.
Hi.
Says Kara Ann. Love the show. I've been listening to you for 8 years. You've been a regular part of my life throughout my marriage and my divorce, my chemo. Hell, even on the day of my son's birth, I was listening to you on the way to the hospital to calm my nerves. So I don't
want to... We're so calming.
I don't want to assume in this day and age, but it's Kara Ann, so she was probably the one with the baby. I just heard the episode where someone mentioned that they listened to you on their lunch break and their VIP membership is like buying you lunch in exchange for the entertainment. And I cried. It's probably hormones. When did she have the baby? What I realized is that
As she's typing it, she's having the baby.
Every morning you are with me on my commute to work. And every morning you make my day better by the time I get to work. Every evening, no matter what happened at work, I load up a VIP episode and my day ends feeling great. Aww. What I realized is that I have coffee with you every morning and I decompress with you every night. Thank you for your dedication to the show, your vulnerability, and your wit. Proud VIP member for life, Kara Ann.
All right. Keith, I think your divorce is gaining us listeners. Finally, people can understand who you are.
Are you signed up to our mailer? KeithandTheGirl.com/mailer. Hear what's going on with Keith and the Girl. Hear behind the scenes information. And we're giving away free VIP membership access. Okay? You get an email this week, in fact, with a chance to win free VIP. So sign up right now, keithandthegirl.com/mailer. It's easy to unsubscribe. There's never any spam. Donald Trump has said he will take an IQ test to prove that he is smarter than Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who behind the scenes supposedly called Trump a fucking moron.
I always think that actually, you know, when people respond like this, we don't need to give them an IQ test. That's genius.
Right.
That's just... brilliant.
That shows that you failed.
Right. Like, I feel like it's like, oh, give me a lie detector test. I'll ace it. I just feel like those two things are so stupid.
So he's saying, look, the Secretary of State, who happened to also be a civil engineer, called me.
What a sad state.
Yes. Well, his ratings are going down. So that's why he's saying this. Rex Tillerson called me a fucking moron. And he said, I think it's fake news. That's what Donald Trump says. He says, I think it's fake news, but if it is real, he'll take an IQ test and quote, I can tell you who's going to win. I wish this was so true. Yeah, of course, it would never happen, but how I would pay $50 on pay-per-view to watch him take the test and fill out those little circles and watch the results and then watch him explain the fake results.
Do you have to pay an extra $10 for the explanation at the end?
I, you know what?
I would pay it. You know, I would come over to your house with potluck
if they
and
said,
help you pay for that charge.
And the results, we have tomorrow for another $60. I'm like, you got me. I'm in. I'm going to watch both parts of it. So trust me, I'll be watching this.
Oh, wait. So what has to prove right that he takes this test?
He's if supposedly my Secretary of State called me a moron,
okay,
I'll show him who the real moron is. We will take IQ tests and mine obviously will be higher.
So it's already on. He's ready to take the test.
I'm ready to take the test.
Great.
Red tape. It won't go through, but I wish. Bureaucracy. Bullshit. Obama.
Are you running for president? Because this is the best speech I've ever heard.
Clinton. Sad. Pathetic.
9/11.
Puerto Rico. Budget. Good night. He tweeted out, with all the fake news coming out of NBC and the networks, at what point is it appropriate to challenge their license? Bad for the country. This is,
wow. You
know, this is...
It's brilliant. Come on, it's brilliant. He now found a tool where anything anybody says anything, he has a response. If you call him an asshole, you're fake news. If you call him great... you have great ratings and are wonderful. And the thing is he's right because everything is right. You know what I mean? Like, yes, you can say that they have, you know, they're looking for attention. Yes, news outlets are always looking for attention. He's always going to be right with his negative bullshit because you can always see the negative on something.
Could this be the beginning of something more serious, though, that we have seen?
Haven't we been waiting for that? Like, oh, well, after this, everyone's going to be going nuts about Trump, right?
Could he... take away licenses from television shows and see what we saw in other countries. You know, when we had Ms. Hausman from Venezuela saying, hey, this is exactly what happened there. You find these little loopholes to silence the public. And they say, you know what? NBC is a public and we're not going to fund it anymore.
So, of course, when I speak about politics, I always speak about, like, you know, what I pick up. You know, I'm not very good at all the behind the scenes and how everything works. But the way that I see Trump working is he does get a great, like, he wants to build a wall, right? He wants to have these, like, grandiose, weird things that would make it happen. But he, for real, doesn't know the moves that you have to make it happen. So the only way that things like that would happen, I think, is if people on his side were also looking for that and they do the homework for him. He's not going to do it, but he will absolutely give the go-ahead if it works out well for him.
Trump has praised the NFL for demanding that players stand during the national anthem. That never happened, but Trump is still praising the NFL nonetheless. It's like, finally, the commissioner of the NFL said you have to stand. It never happened, but Trump is pleased nonetheless. Old coach Mike Ditka has said, why aren't players standing for the national anthem? There hasn't been any oppression on black people in the last 100 years. What's the problem?
Just brilliant. Just wonderful.
Never mind in the last 100 years, we had MLK. Well, I don't know what he was up to. Never mind getting shot. And Rosa Parks. But in a century, there hasn't been any problems. Everybody calm down. Yeah, Why do you say it? Why do you say it?
Because as much as, like, because I think America doesn't know its own history. I think in his lifetime, he had to use a separate, he didn't have to, but black people had to use a separate water fountain.
Yes.
In this fuckface's lifetime. Because I know, because my mother-in-law saw it. She's not that much older than me.
Right.
She's not older than this fuckface, probably. So in your lifetime, you saw, quote, separate but equal, which we understand is nonsense.
He's like, I would love less people using my water fountain. That's the complaint.
Right.
I wish there was a short people water fountain.
Right. Don't you guys feel special about your specialness?
Right.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Don't you feel like this is perfect, though? It's perfect because, you know, I think the biggest thing is that people won't admit. You got to first admit that there's a problem, right? No matter what the problem is.
Right.
They're not admitting it. Here he is going like, yeah, we are this ignorant. We are this stupid. You know, just putting it out there, just making sure everybody knows so we could start there.
What happens when you see your husband trending?
What happens in the household?
Like, as soon as you see your husband trending. You know,
do you have your coffee first or do you click on it first?
Right. You know, you do a shot. You go.
Do you think his wife, like, knows for sure this is bad news?
Yeah, I'm going to guess Mike Ditka's not in the movie with Brad Pitt. I don't think Mike Ditka is the new Deadpool. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Bring. Oh, fuck. Phone's ringing now. Fax machine's beeping. The Dolphins offensive line coach, his name is Chris Forster, has retired, it seems. A video was found of him doing cocaine.
Was this before he retired?
No, this is why he was let go. He agreed. The Miami Dolphins said, maybe you should go. And he goes, you know what? I agree. Because there's a video of me sending a message to a mistress doing cocaine, saying, oh, I loved when we fucked and did cocaine.
Now, is this a selfie video?
Yeah, he did it himself, yes.
Oh, this is the most sad romantic thing in the world.
Right.
Like, remember when we did this? Remember when this happened? Oh, good times.
Yeah, I'll play it for you, but he says, hey, babe, miss you, thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go? So this is his dirty talk. He's going to go to some kind of meeting. Probably
just a meeting.
Just a meeting, probably with the Dolphins organization. But the joke is, just you and me, baby. I'm going to be high as fuck.
Aw.
It's romantic.
I feel like this is such a regular video. Aw, this is the worst thing to be fired for. Who gives a shit?
Because he keeps doing these lines of coke and cocaine's falling out of his nose.
Well, guess what? Cocaine won't make you make the best decisions. Boom, here it is.
What do you think? I'm crazy. Aww. It'll be a while before we can do this again because I know you have to keep that baby.
Oh, what? Wait, what? That's not sex talk. Hi, how are you? Left turn.
But I think about you when I do it. I think about how much I miss you, how high we got together, how much fun it was. Well, that's not great support if she can't do it anymore. I'm just thinking about how we did it and fucked.
I'm doing it. You can't.
Okay, last little bit before I go to the meeting. Yummers. I mean, you're touching yourself all over that room.
How did this leak? This poor guy.
She
Come
put
on.
It out. Yeah. She says, the white people mad at me like I forced blow down this man's nose and like I recorded it on the low.
I love her. What is this?
Kijuana Naig. No, those are his habits, and he recorded himself and sent it to me professing his love. So quick to make excuses for him, but I will roast a minority player, but, excuse me, so quick to make excuses for him, but will, meaning he will roast a minority player over an anthem, dogfights, weed, domestic issues, etc. But y'all keep saying all lives matter. Shut the fuck up.
Oh, I want to marry this person.
Really?
Who
she didn't
is
make,
this?
She doesn't make any sense to me.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She's going, like what I just did, I'm like, aw, he's just being, aw, who hasn't done coke? Aw, it's, I get that it's a mistress, but you know, things happen and everyone blah, 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 da, da. And she's like, bitch, this guy needs to sit the fuck down. This is not a love letter.
Oh, she should add to that. Sit the fuck down. Now I follow. Okay.
Hey, babe, miss you, thinking about you. How about me going to a meeting and doing this before I go? There's those big grains falling, but I miss you. I miss you a lot.
Sorry, it's so funny.
What do you think? Crazy?
Yeah, you're crazy.
I don't know, babe. It's gonna be a while before we can do this again, because I know you're gonna keep that baby. But I think about you when I do it. I think about how much I miss you, how high we get together, how much fun it was. So much fun.
What? Your sexy talk is making me not understand you.
I'm going to... That's him talking to the baby.
No.
Yeah, and a little high to that little bundle of love in your tummy.
Those are deep snorts. Is that unusual? Is that normal?
You got to get it all up.
I thought it was like a quick, you know what I mean?
Not if you're trying to be sexy. I want you to do a little bomb? No, you're going to a meeting. Get me fucking dripping.
You know that's a sexy voice because he doesn't talk like that when they ask him about the dolphins, right?
No.
Oh, let me tell you something. I'm so glad you took a knee. Oh, wait. That's not how you snort cocaine. Hold on. I'm so glad. I want you on my knees.
I want you on my knees. This guy's coked up again. Get him some help. He says, I'm resigning from my position with a Miami Dolphin. Sniff. And accept full responsibility for my actions. Oh, good. Because what I think I saw.
What actions, though? He's retiring from his work because he did this. Like, who cares? This is not a reason. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so sorry. No, you're not. You do coke and you have a mistress that doesn't like you anymore. Like, I don't give a shit.
I want to apologize to the organization, and my sole focus is on getting the help that I need with the support of my family and medical professionals.
Oh, did we catch you right before you were going to do that? Amazing.
You know what's so funny about how you caught me?
That was my last one.
I was so just getting help. If you check the tape, and again, I'm not trying to defend myself. It's inexcusable, but here's an excuse. I was saying we won't do it anymore because of the baby.
Is that what he said, by
the
way? No. Oh. he said you can't do this anymore, but I think about you when I do it.
But I'm hoping you won't check again and believe what you want to believe. The team says, we were made aware of the video late last night and have no tolerance for this behavior.
What? Shut the fuck up. The team said that. All the team members are clean and sober. None of the team members are doing coke. No.
After speaking with Chris this morning, he accepted full responsibility and we accepted his resignation effective immediately.
Oh yeah, you're all appalled at this behavior. Oh my God, cheating on your wife. The NFL is so not about that. This is a team that people come with their children. We can't imagine that a grown adult is talking pervy with someone while doing coke. As a football player who gets rammed into on a daily basis, guffaw! Mike, the shame that you brought on the name of the NFL. Oh, I gotta go lie down for a minute.
Congratulations to the Forster family for trending. Although Chris is no longer with the organization, we will work with him to get the help he needs during that time.
Yes, we're very sensitive to his needs. We didn't see this coming at all. Nobody can tell when someone's coked up at a meeting.
You think he's gonna call the Dolphins and goes, hey, I'm here to talk about help and support?
What?
You're going to help and support me. What the fuck are you talking about? Goodbye. Click.
Go deal with your shit, you fucking moron. Stop videotaping yourself while talking to people and doing things you're not supposed to do. Shit happens. Click.
You didn't... Oh, mistress. You didn't... You didn't send that coke video out, did you?
You know what this tells me? That they did. They did have a thing and... They ended it terribly. She seems to hate him, yeah. And he and his coke bender decided that she likes him and that she has, you know, happy thoughts of him. And she was like, bitch, no, we fucking broke up on a terrible note. Get the fuck out of here with your nonsense. I like that I'm speaking for her now that I know her so well. We're besties.
He's snorting through a $20 bill. He's showing her he's big time. She happens to be a stripper.
I would love it if he unrolled it like, this is a 20. It's not even a 1.
They met when she was stripping. Yeah, you can't. You got to be careful. You know, when you got a family and all, you got to be careful with your videos nowadays.
And with your life in general. But no, go ahead. You do you.
But that's what makes it so sexy. To not even do it live, to just send it.
I do think with all these people, that's part of it. It's part of it that like they need to record themselves. They're so... It's so denying that you're doing something wrong. You're so comfortable in your wrongdoing that you're like, yeah, this could be filmed. What could go wrong? Right. Like the people who like text right next to their girlfriend, you know, they're right next to their girlfriend and they're like, she doesn't know. And I'm like, you just typed, she doesn't know. No one's looking through your text. You just type, she doesn't know. Just start sentences like that. Real good.
Representative Tim Murphy, Pennsylvania Republican, is big against, he's anti-abortion, staunchly anti-abortion voting record. In fact, a 100% anti-abortion voting record. So where do you think this is going? He had a mistress and asked the mistress to have an abortion when he got her accidentally pregnant.
I am willing, and I'm not kidding, I am willing to bet money that more than 50% of men who, and mostly men are voting on this, who voted for no abortion, have had a mistress or a wife or a girlfriend have one on the DL, because guess what? This shit keeps happening and it doesn't only happen to other people.
There's a thing with people where they just understand the way things should be. And if you don't think about it, and somebody said, is all life important? You go, yeah. And so they go, okay, this is the way it needs to be. This is why you have idiots living out of half a trailer praising Trump. Because you're not even thinking about your situation necessarily and how you could benefit from Democratic policies. You just know like, it's understood, you work hard, you get good things, yeah. Nobody gets a bad break, and that's how I'm voting. And you're right. And you don't think about anything else. Never mind, you're at a certain age now where you find out people get bad breaks, people weren't treated fairly, and we have to make up for it.
And also, okay, for the longest time, I had 2 abortions, and for the longest time, I was like, God damn, I'm a murderer. Like, I chose the thing, but I am a murderer. I did choose that, whether, you know, one side or the other is wrong. I freely can say I would have chosen the side that I chose, even if it was cruel, because I was scared and I wanted my best life. So that's my option. But I knew because nice people, like people that I respect, were telling me, like, it's not murder. I was just like, I don't know how it can't be murder, but I'm still going to do it, right? So that's one. When I learned what abortion actually is, it's nowhere near murder. It's nowhere near a life. The baby does not get feelings until, like, I think the 3rd trimester. That fingernail thing that was in Juno, like, they get fingernails. They don't get fingernails until, like, the last week. They don't have the option in their brain that feels any pain. When you get aborted, when they show those fetuses that, like, this is what you're... The fetus is so tiny. It's like the size of a seed, most likely. So all these things, it's like you're not taking out a life. The heartbeat, because you do have a heartbeat when you get an abortion, which is really fucked up and freaky for the people who get it done. The heartbeat means nothing. The heartbeat for us means something because it connects to our brain and other things. Nothing is happening in the uterus yet. So murder is when someone can feel, right? When you take a life, it's not a life. It's an organ, one of them. And you need several to make a baby. Now, I'm not even saying this completely right. If you were really to go into what abortion is, you would understand more. It's not killing. But come on. You just decided, like you said, Is killing bad? Yes. Then why vacuum things out of your belly? I don't know, because I feel like this is a tumor, and just because your seed decided to fucking plant on my thing, it doesn't mean I want weeds to grow in my belly. And oh my God, I love the people who are like, well, I was supposed to be an abortion. I wouldn't care if you weren't here, even if I love you. If you didn't exist, I wouldn't know it. Get over yourself. What if Einstein? Then somebody else would have E=mc² it. Well, you think we would never have any of these things because of one individual? Get the fuck out of here.
We wouldn't have gravity and we'd all be floating. Now, I heard about the baby inside you that has fingernails. And at the time, I was naive and I wouldn't cut my fingernails. It seemed so important, this dead skin. You have zero issue.
It probably doesn't grow fingernails, so it doesn't start clawing at your fucking uterus.
Right.
That's how much we know about things.
The mistress says you have zero issue posting your pro-life stance all over the place when you had no issue asking me to abort our unborn child just last week.
Yes, women speak.
When we thought that was one of your options. This is at first it was a private back and forth, he thought. And so he wrote back, I get what you say about my March for Life messages. He would even go on marches. I've never written them. Staff does them. I read them and wince. I told staff, don't write anymore. I will. I don't know what I will means. But he's saying,
fuck you. He's saying that everything I say is a lie and I don't read the stuff that I sign and I don't give a fuck until it has to do with me. Am I getting it straight?
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Sorry. Went a little nuts there. Got a little upset.
It's hormonal.
It's from all my killings.
So shouldn't he be fired?
Yes, that's a firing. Yes, yes. Actually, I don't even do my job and I don't even care. So, okay, I think it's time to fire you.
You know government. You think you're complaining. I'm putting out all these abortion laws.
I hate it every time I sign a thing.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
So much more sensitive than people understand.
You like Italian, right? Let's go out tonight and talk about it.
Jesus. This guy didn't get fired?
Well, no.
America, where are we? Come on. These two have a similar thing, am I right? Except one actually did his job wrong and admitted it. The other one just stuck his penis where he wasn't supposed to and put things in his nose. I don't give a shit about that.
Oh, we're trending, honey. Let's just eat. But no offense, it could go away. Let's see what it is. Yeah. That family first. Always family first. That's been my position.
Sure.
So let's just have a nice meal with the kids, and then we'll see if it's important. It's still this. You're being kind of weird. Come here, everybody. Daddy's trending. Number 8.
Ooh, and climbing. It seems.
Ooh, the new Star Wars went down to number 9. New Star Wars trailer. Very good. Let me mention this. I'm always fucking sick of talking about this sponsor, Brooklinen. And I'll tell you why. Because why don't you all have it already? Why do you not have Brooklinen sheets?
Do you not love yourselves?
I don't understand who's left to talk about. I would assume you all already have it because I mentioned these are the greatest sheets on earth.
Agreed.
But they say, please. There are a couple people in your audience that didn't get Brooklinen sheets.
All right, so we're only speaking to like 8 of you right now.
Okay. We're very focused as a show. Now, I love my they are so soft. Touch your sheets right now. Go ahead, touch them. I'm going to vomit. You sleep on that. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. And you respect yourself. You expect people to say thank you during the day and hold a door open for you, but you go to bed on sandpaper. Okay. If only there was a study or four about sleep being important and how many hours of your life you're actually in bed.
If only BuzzFeed would pick up on ideas that we've thought of.
Oh my God. I open up Twitter. Couldn't sleep last night again. Okay. If only scientists put sheets together. Ah, they did. Ooh, I don't know why I can't get my proper 8 hours. No clue. Because you're sitting on spikes. You're laying down on, this is what people would, I don't like any outdoor clothes on my bed. That's your big problem. Not laying on cardboard. Brooklinen sheets, soft sheets, nice sheets, not expensive sheets. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's the twist. That's the movie Twists. Try these sheets. I know you'll love them. Brooklinen.com has an exclusive offer. Of course, get $20 off and free shipping. You're like, oh, I'm going to get a pillowcase, this and that, and then you're going to charge me up the ass for shipping. Yeah, I'm tricking you. That's what I do. I put this show together to lie to you. Obviously, you would get the high shipping bill and go, you motherfucker, and you'd be mad at me. How would I make out doing that? Oh, it's my birthday. Listen, honey, I tricked somebody into paying shipping on extra sheets. No, shipping's free. Just use the promo code KTG at brooklinen.com. They're so confident you'll love your new sheets that they offer a risk-free 60-night guarantee. 60 nights. You suck and fuck. And then go, I don't know. By the way, that's the trick because they do know. You'll love them. So in that regard, there's a trick. They could make it 6,000-night guarantee, but you'd be like, what? So they got to make it 60-day. So you're like, okay, that's something I heard about. Lifetime warranty. How about that? On all their sheets and comforters. That's a lot of sucking and fucking. I think I'll go to a club, pay $14 for a martini, hope for the best, and then bring them back.
To sand. Not even like the beach kind.
Oh, greatest country in the world, and that's what you sleep on. Okay. All right. Very good.
Wherever you are, that's the greatest country. That's your sheets.
Of course, your parents don't respect you. Give the sheets a try. The only way to get $20 off and free shipping is to use promo code KTG at brooklinen.com. That's brooklinen.com, promo code KATG. By the way, my ex-wife, she saw the new sheets. She goes, oh, now you get them. Brooklinen is the best sheets ever.
Whoa, is that the first time you said ex-wife?
No.
The first time you said it, was it like a thing?
I know it.
Oh, it's like when you first said fiance, like you don't just say fiance.
Right.
Roll off.
Yeah.
You're very aware when you say ex-wife.
There's a split second where it's like, here comes the word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it split now? Like it's even closer to nothing?
Yeah.
We'll give you a year. Can we give you a year?
I better be over it by then, right?
Over it completely?
Sure.
On a surface level, yeah. But there's probably learning for the next 5 years.
Ex-wife. Didn't even think about it. Just came out. I didn't even have control of that. All right, I'm good. It's got to happen sometime, and it just happened to happen just then. Julio from the Bronx, I love you guys. Just recently got VIP. I've been binge listening to all your episodes, and I'm up to episode 182.
Whoa.
All right. Well, we're at almost 2,800. Yeah, you should be done by the weekend. Let's talk about Harvey Weinstein. I didn't read all the news, but I like him. Ah, shit. Fuck. Not good. Delete.
Do I know this guy? Because I did confuse him with the other Harvey Jew last name.
That's funny. You don't know his name and you still confused him.
Harvey Firestone?
Harvey Firestone.
Firestone.
Harvey Firestone has been public saying, stop confusing me with Harvey Weinstein, who's said to be a rapist.
And he's, Weinstein is what? He is
Harvey Weinstein is the president, CEO of Miramax Films. He looks like Kingpin. He's a big, fat, ugly fuck. You can say that now.
Now that he's a rapist, you can call him that?
Yes. You would see him in the award show. Not many people would know him. You have to follow this Hollywood bullshit to know. But huge guy, and he gets these deals done. And the joke, whenever you would watch award shows, is you don't mess with him. He's going to make sure the deal gets done. You don't want to. And they'll just say, like, don't fuck with Harvey. And the whole audience would laugh. Like, that's right. Harvey will fuck it. He almost sounded like a mob boss. Like, Harvey will get that deal done if he holds you upside down at the penthouse window.
Oh, yeah. I read that Seth MacFarlane one year when he was hosting the awards said something about now the women in Hollywood don't have to pretend like they like him or are attracted to him because he's so, and everyone laughed because people are so used to him hitting on and sexually harassing the big A-list celebrities in his movies, but back when they first started, right?
There was
an award. Boy, I get a lot from one tweet. That's all I know. That's the tweet. I learned everything from there. Let me paraphrased it. Perfection. I didn't make Keith uncomfortable for a minute in that last one.
Let me tell you what's happening. I have it all right in front of me. And Hemda will remember when the show ends that I didn't help her out at all. But if you recall, there wasn't space to help her out at all. You'll hear her often, by the way, on this show. She'll be saying, and what's the, and keep talking, and then they'll come to her, and then she'll be like, thanks for the help, guys.
Okay, in all fairness on that one, I started going into it, and I knew that you knew which quote I was talking to you about, and you started looking through your papers, so I kept talking to give you time to find the quote.
Oh, thank you.
And when you listen back, you'll see I did a pretty, pretty decent job on it.
All right, so.
Right in, everybody.
Well, what can this say? All right. Now, Seth MacFarlane knew somebody that was harassed. Mm. And by harassed, I do mean harassed. I'll tell you a lot of these actresses' stories. But he wanted to get in some kind of dig. And while I heard the dig, I didn't think too much of it because he can be a caustic jokester. Mm. And he says, you know, oh, you girls are the nominee, so don't worry. You don't have to pretend this guy is a handsome guy anymore. And everybody laughs because he's not a handsome guy, but maybe it's just but yeah, nobody, at least I didn't. I didn't take it like, something's really going on behind the scenes. But that was his way of feeling better knowing that his friend was abused.
Right. Remember when we had to not tell people that we broke up for a minute,
right,
and people would be like, oh, you know, you and Keith, blah, blah. And I'm like, yeah, we're broken up. And they're like, yeah, ha ha. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like people do tell the truth in that way. And when you think about it, I guess he wouldn't have gotten as big a laugh, but you're right. His jokes are so caustic that it's like, you always take them as like, oh, he so says the most horrible thing. So now all he is calling this guy ugly. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Harvey Fierstein, by the way, put something out saying, guys, I'm a good guy. We're mad at Harvey Weinstein, not me, Harvey Fierstein. And Harvey Fierstein is a fat actor too. And so he's being, like Hemda thought for a second, he's being confused. Now, Harvey Fierstein is the one that we like in Mrs. Doubtfire. He does the makeup for Mrs. Doubtfire in the actual movie. He's the one that my dad explained to me that he talks like this. Hey, how's it going, Robin Williams? Because of all the sperm he has swallowed, because he's a homosexual. A homosexual, my dad explained as I was 18 years old, is when one man puts his penis into another man's rectum. This is how we're watching. We're watching Mrs. Doubtfire at the time. He goes, you know why he talks like that, don't you? My God, Jesus. Where could this go?
Right.
Like, this should be the game.
Right.
Welcome to Where Could This Go?
With my dad, Father Malley.
We're watching. Okay. The two of them are watching Mrs. Doubtfire.
What could go wrong?
Harvey Fierstein's character, a flamboyant gay makeup artist, comes on screen. Where could this go? Well, I didn't know it'd end up Harvey Fierstein is gay, and he talks like that from all the sperm. And he probably said ejaculate. All the ejaculate. He's a doctor of sorts, of made up. And he says, it's all the ejaculate. I'm like, oh, okay, can we just watch? What, son? It's what they do. They put their penises in each other's rectums. I'm like, all right, so we're just gonna watch. Meanwhile, by the way, it's interesting. My mom, the voice of an angel.
Yeah, I always felt bad for your dad listening to your mom's just sweet, clear voice.
I'd hear my mom clear her throat. I'd go, oh, no. Oh, God.
Should I leave?
That's disgusting.
So, yeah, I did for a second when I read it. I'm like, really? Isn't he gay? And hubby face said, no, we're talking about a different person. What I didn't do, which is what I think other people did, is like, oh, fuck you, Harvey Fierstein. Like, you didn't even look it up.
Right.
People just started. I was just in my home for a split second. I knew I didn't do the work. But now it's just like.
Yeah.
You didn't, not for one second. You're so mad.
Right.
But you Twittered at the wrong person.
Right. Well, now, luckily, not only is the Weinstein name getting out there in the negative way for people to know, I noticed when I was typing some notes for today, autocorrect gets it right. So good for him.
You know how many Weinsteins are in New York, these poor characters right now?
Harvey Weinstein says that he bears, this is what he said a couple days ago. He says, okay, I bear some responsibility to the news out there that I was inappropriate to women. So I'm going to get that looked into. However, the New York Times did an article on me, and I said I would talk to them, but they put out these actresses that says I touched them, and I didn't agree that I wouldn't be able to respond to it. So we have a problem with that, and I'll be suing. And then now, thank goodness, actress after actress after actress is coming out saying, hey, I'm all, add me to this list. And there's so many that I'll tell you about that there's no denying it.
Now, it all sounds like bullshit, but I think I caught what you were saying. He agreed to an interview, but then they put out they put out the story and he was just mad at it?
Yeah. He said, hey, we're getting these reports. We want to do we're going to do a story about it. He said, okay, I'll be part of it. And they put the story out without his input.
Okay. News went on without you?
And he says, okay, it's not as bad as you made it sound, but it's not good in that I will go and get, I'll go to rehab for the way I treat actresses. Well, he's a sex addict and that's a problem. Murderers are killing addicts.
Again, we keep catching these guys right before they're going to get help.
Right. And so before all these actresses come out that you know about now, you had people defending them.
Oh, Lindsay.
And just stop it, because unless...
Just wait a minute.
I don't even know even if they are, but okay. Let's say this is your best buddy or maybe a family member. But other than that, because you worked on Herbie the Love Bug with somebody, calm down and wait.
Also,
you don't have to jump on board. Just wait a second. It's not looking good. And Lindsay Lohan wasn't even one of the first people when there wasn't a lot of information. It's after your Gwyneth Paltrow's come out saying they were harassed. It's after, you know, it's after prominent people that you would think have no reason to lie, and you still went for it. And of all people, if I'm Harvey Weinstein, I don't want a Fruit Loop like Lindsay Lohan going, I believe him.
But who is going to say that? Only the Fruit Loops come out because they're right. Just blinded by the rest of it. And here's the thing. Even as a person who's on the side of the one that we are, you know, pitchforking and whatever, that person doesn't want you to say it. Because look at Louis C.K., right? We keep hearing about his jerk off weird shit.
He loves it. I think he's going to get busted, man. These days when you get to jerk off to women, I think they're ending.
Well, I just think it feels like he would be more careful now. Him specifically, Louis C.K.
Maybe.
But also, if you notice, so if you speak to people in our community, everybody knows. Like anybody who knows, if you know your Marsha Belskys and your Ray Sanis and, you know, your Kenny DeForest, if you ask anybody in your office, they won't know those names, but they are prominent and big time in our circle of comedians, right? If you ask, similarly, if you ask another person who's your favorite comic, it'll be Louis C.K., it'll be like one of three people, right?
Right.
If you ask them if they know about some jerk-off thing, they will not know. It's not big. It's big in our community. And so I do feel like people get away with it. And by the time like this comes out, it almost doesn't matter. So what I'm saying is Louis does not respond to it. And
right. Which, by the way, I'll tell you, if it was said about me, I'd respond to it. Not only would I respond to it, I'd be happy to. It'd be half of a special.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I feel like it is half of his specials, but we're laughing at it. How many times does he say the word jerk off in his last two specials?
Yeah, but he's not saying he does it to unsuspecting people without their permission.
True.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't even joke about the...
Right.
But what I'm saying is if he were to start talking about it, I think it would bring more attention to it. And right now, his followers don't know.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, but I would bring attention to it. I'd be happy to bring attention to it. You know what I mean? I would.
Yeah, I always want to fight you on that, but I don't know why. Like, I always think...
Because you hate me.
I just think if somebody was saying false shit about me, I think I would let it die. I think I would be like...
It's not dying, so I'd be like, okay, this is enough.
Maybe if it's not dying.
Especially if all your comedian friends or associates think this is true.
But I've let things go. Like, I remember there's a comic who started posting about me on Facebook, like, oh, she's trying to tell people about this. And I'm like...
Tell people about what? If you can be specific, since you just compared yourself to somebody being accused of jacking off and holding people hostage, I'd appreciate it.
When I said stuff about Mike Guild on this show, he tried to get in touch with people behind the scenes and on Facebook saying like, hey, Chemda's going to try to tell you this. Essentially, Chemda's going to tell you this stuff. Here's the real story. And I'm
to
like,
tell you I'm a bad person, that yeah. I harass women.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the same thing. You're comparing somebody saying...
Well, I let it go. What I'm saying is I don't respond to him because I'm just like, really, this is nonsense.
I don't see that being the same thing. You're the one saying about Mike Guild being the pervert. Now you have to defend yourself. It's you're someone who's going to, what?
I see what you're saying.
Thank you.
When it starts at me.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you just compare Louis C.K. jerking off to people in more than multiple articles by more than one woman to the great Mike Guild?
No, I'm comparing when you are somewhat of a public figure, it doesn't matter at what level, somebody will always try to say shit about you. To me, if it's true, I still have to assess whether I'm going to get into it or not because you're fueling fire. But see, that's what makes me feel like it's true, what Louis C.K. did, you know, because if it was false.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're on talk shows all the time. You're a personality. That's the big difference. I understand why people would want to let it go if it wasn't true. But I think they should address it. And if you're a personality,
but if you don't
address it.
But if it's not true and you don't let it go, you still become that person that you have to defend and it's not true. You know, you fuel that. I don't know. I know that I'm being wishy-washy and flaky about it. And I guess I just don't know what I would do if somebody did that to me.
Well, I don't give a shit what you'll do. I'm telling you what I'll do.
Okay.
You fucking address it.
All right.
And then if for some reason it goes on, I don't give a shit. Take me to court. See you there.
If I had to bet right now, I would say that you were right because it's always better to just bring things into the light.
Say that again?
If I had to bet right now, I would say that you're right. Just say it. Just bring things into the light. Just, you know.
You do have to. You do have to bet right now. Yes. Fashion designer Donna Karan came to Harvey Weinstein's defense right away, saying the women were asking for it by the way they dress, calling it the shamed mogul and his wife wonderful people.
Wait. Donna Karan, who makes clothes.
Yeah.
So she never made a crop top and she never made a short skirt.
No, she's saying the women asked for it. She knows because she makes the clothes that ask for it.
So she makes rapey clothes. So she makes the clothes that you get raped in. Is that what she's saying? Because I really feel like that's a quote. This is my line of rape clothes, and this is my lines of you're not asking for it. Just interesting from a designer.
Last night, she says, I was honored at the Cinemoir Fashion Film Awards in Hollywood, and while answering a question on the red carpet, I made a statement that unfortunately is not representative of how I feel and what I believe, because it seems that a bunch of women came out even more. I have spent my life championing women. My life has been dedicated to dressing and addressing the needs of women.
No. This is not an apology and this is stupid. You go, that was a dumb fucking thing that I said and I wish I could put my head in my ass.
I dress women, you pretentious cunt. Not only...
That's paraphrasing what I said.
Not only do I dress the needs of women, I literally dress them. Women would be walking around naked, which is the right, ah shit, I keep talking. But I dress them and I empower them and I promote equal rights.
Is she saying that? Is she saying that she dresses and empowers people?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm the most into the needy in the needs of women.
Yes.
You wouldn't find somebody more into it. My statements were taken out of context. Unless I rearrange the letters, bitch.
I would like to know the context where that statement makes sense. Just tell me the context and I'll move forward.
It was out of context. I would, but I don't want that taking it out of context either. Fake news. They do not represent how I feel about the current situation concerning Harvey Weinstein, which I won't even say. I won't bother. I'll just say you don't get it.
Concerning Harvey Weinstein.
I believe that sexual harassment is not acceptable.
Ooh.
And this is an issue that must be addressed once and for all, regardless of the individual. I am truly sorry to anyone that I offended and everyone that has ever been a victim.
Shh. The worst apology.
Can you imagine you have Donna Karan clothing? Just shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing your clothes. Here's Lindsay Lohan after many more women came out.
Hi, this is Lindsay Lohan. I'm in Dubai. I'm home. And I feel very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on.
Okay, now this pause right here before she continues. She takes the time to put the word Harvey on her video and the emoji with the halo on top.
Yeah. Who would you put that for anyone?
Right.
Very bad for Harvey Weinstein right now. I don't think it's right what's going on. I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband.
The wife needs to be there. The wife left.
You have never had a solid relationship in your life. And you don't need to tell anyone's wife how to respond to their husband. Shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down.
I think Georgina needs to take a stand and be there for her husband. And he's never harmed me or done anything wrong to me. And we've done several movies together. And so I think everyone needs to stop. I think it's wrong. Well, so stand up.
Nah, your face looks like it was run over by Herbie. So yes, no, he didn't touch you. That's true.
He was so nice to me. So everyone needs to shut up.
I saw on Twitter, Abby Crutchfield wrote this, and I never thought about it. This is new to me, but she's very intelligent. In my experience, a woman who speaks out against victims has most likely been victimized and still blames herself.
Yeah, and P.S., that's everyone. That's everyone. Do you know a woman who hasn't been victimized?
Right, but when people come out, they were victimized themselves, you think? And what? They're trying to... Why is that a thing?
Well, it's pretty deep, right? But I think, let's say if I was protecting a dude, it's going, these things don't happen as much as we think they do. It's trying to be like, the world is nicer than you think. Let's think happy thoughts. Let's move forward. Let's not make this a big deal.
Because like if then, this happened, then my thing happened and none of it happened.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. And it means that I chose to wear the wrong clothes. I went to someone's hotel room when I should have known better. What actually happened is that I went to someone's room and, you know, he hit on me, but like, you know, I was in his room. And so it's very scary to go, oh, this guy's a fucking asshole and doesn't want me to, he doesn't want the things that he said he wants for me. He wants horrible things and his intentions are terrible. And I thought we were friends.
The president did have something to say. He said, quote, this is true. I've known Harvey Weinstein for a long time. I'm not at all surprised.
Who said that?
Donald Trump, the king of pussy grabbing.
Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, not surprised. Figured Democrats. Democrats, fake news. This is true. Harvey, Puerto Rico, paper towels. Goodbye. Thank you. Have a fun time. Have a fun time. We're in Puerto Rico. We're dying. Okay. You might as well think positive. Okay, have a bad time. Well, what's the president supposed to say to Puerto Ricans?
I can't win with this fake news. Yeah,
have a bad time. Okay. Have a good time.
I'm wishing nice things.
Yeah. Okay. The paper towels will be over here. Why don't you boringly walk to them and get them in an orderly fashion? Let's have some fun. Catch. Yay. Paper towels. I'm making the best of it.
What, you don't need paper towels?
I'll tell you what. I'll roll the paper towels to you. Through the water, you fucking morons. Catch! Let's have a good time. I'm going to drop some from the helicopter later. Stay tuned.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. NFL. That's not our president, right? Like, This does prove that we're in a simulation, right?
He did. The Pittsburgh Penguins, the great hockey team, they go to the White House. The president praises them for being great patriots. They're Canadian. Everyone's Canadian in hockey.
In hockey.
Oh, you guys love this country. Yeah, moron. We love this country. We live in a different one.
Wait, but you said it's the Pittsburgh Penguins
and they're still Canadian? Well, I don't mean to trick people and blow their mind, but it's true. They're not all from Pittsburgh.
What? You mean sports is fake news now? Oh, my God.
Anyway, thank you. Have a good time. Ratings are dwindling.
You grew up in Pittsburgh. Was Penguins a thing?
Of course. They were the best. They're the best again. They're not. Not only are they from Pittsburgh, the players, they're not Penguins. Sorry, but it's true, folks.
You really follow the sports business.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most of the women in the past involved with Weinstein, there are about eight that he made settlements to between $80,000 and $150,000.
Seems low.
It does seem low, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think it's because he caught them at the beginning of their careers.
So here's some actresses saying that Harvey attacked them. Cara Delevingne. She's in the new movie Valerian and the City of 1,000 Planets.
Did you see it?
I did. She's a terrible actress, but now's not the time to say that.
You know what? I should have known, because normally you give your opinion on the movie.
Right.
But now it's a somber moment.
I don't want to say anything bad about her, right? She's going through a lot right now. She's admitting she was powerless and was a deer caught in headlights. I feel bad, but she was horrid. And I was bored shitless. The special effects were good. The two main characters, they're kids, and they're stupid. They're very, very stupid. And obviously, she's only hired for being a model. There's no emotion whatsoever in anything. Anyway, she was attacked, and that's sad.
I'm sorry.
Well. Movie should win a Razzie. And she should be president of the Razzies.
In a bad way.
Yes. No, it was not good. It's for children, and by children, I mean toddlers. And I didn't realize that. I thought adults could enjoy it as well. I think she's an idiot. Well, anyway, this poor thing, she's trying to make it in Hollywood, right? I'm not saying models are vapid. I'm saying
everyone has their thing.
She was hired in this movie for her looks, and she brought them. Valeria now in theaters.
I really want to walk away for a second. This is crazy.
So she said Weinstein took her to a hotel room with the promise of a movie role. That's where you get them. Let me explain to people coming to these big cities on how you get movie roles. Not in hotel rooms.
Oh, God.
There's like offices, like old jobs.
Well, everyone's freelance nowadays. You got to bring your own laptop.
Right.
And honestly, like... If I, you know, if like Andrea met you and you were like, okay, but I'm going to be over here, and she met you there, you'd be fine. You can talk to someone in a hotel room and not touch them.
Well, it was a hotel room and she walked in and there was another woman already there.
That would make me feel so safe.
And he said, why don't you make out with her? I'll watch.
Is that really true?
Yes. All this is going to be true. Can you imagine? The judge is like, is this really true? It's all true, Your Honor. Wow. Jesus. He's a pig. Yes, Your Honor. And in this one, this story, he masturbates into a plant in front of an actress. Is this true? Your Honor, it's all true. We can't lie either. All this is true. That's something. And then he said, grab my ass and squirt. Is this true? Your Honor, you're putting doubt in the jury's mind. It's all true. When she refused, she began to sing. As a desperate diversion, she didn't know what to do. And she said, did you know I can also sing?
Oh, sweetie pie.
Yes, she should have done that in the movie. It would have been better. He already bragged about all the actresses he'd slept with and told her on a prior phone call that if she were gay and decided to be with a woman in public, she'd never, quote, make it as an actress.
But here we are in private, so if you want to let out some stuff.
Right. So took her to a private room. The other woman was waiting. He asked us to kiss, and she began some sort of advances upon his direction. I swiftly got up and asked him if he knew that I could sing, and I began to sing. And you know what Harvey Weinstein's side of it is? He's like, these fucking actresses, they're so loopy. I'm talking to one, right? All of a sudden, she just starts singing in a hotel room. Fucking goofball. I hear you, Harvey.
How old is she? Because that, what you know what? I'm like, kind of proud of her. I'm just like, panicked and you did something good for you.
She's 25 now, so.
Oh, so young.
As she tried to steer the incident back toward more professional territory and then exit, Weinstein blocked her. He walked me to the door and stood in front of it, and he's huge, you know, and tried to kiss me on the lips. I stopped him and managed to get out of the room. She was in his period drama, Tulip Fever.
What? Oh.
I didn't want to hurt his family. I felt guilty as if I did something wrong. Another actress, Leah Sado, shared a similar story. She recalled meeting with Weinstein in the lobby of a hotel in France in 2012. We were talking on the sofa when he suddenly jumped on me and tried to kiss me. He just goes for it. I had to defend myself. He's big and fat, so I had to be forceful and resist him. She played a Bond girl, Madeline Swan, Inspector. Everyone knew what Harvey was up to, and no one did anything. It's unbelievable that he's been able to act like this for decades and still keep his career. Here's some of the women. Ashley Judd that were attacked. Heather Graham. Gwyneth Paltrow. Angelina Jolie. Obviously, these are when they were starting up. Rose McGowan. Mira Sorvino. Roseanne Arquette. Gwyneth Paltrow says that when she was just 22 years old, Weinstein asked her to come to his suite.
God, he's been doing this for decades.
In the room, Weinstein put his... Yeah, and by the way, he's been married for decades. He has 5 kids. Weinstein put his hands on her and suggested they go to the bedroom for massages. I was a kid. I was signed up. I was petrified, she said. She rejected his advances and told then-boyfriend Brad Pitt what happened. Pitt confronted Weinstein at a theater premiere. The movie mogul screamed at Paltrow and warned her not to tell anyone else. I thought he was going to fire me, she said. She was in the Miramax film Emma. He screamed at me for a long time. It was brutal. By the way, whenever you watch a Miramax film now, you could be like, oh, I bet that actress was abused.
Yeah.
You know?
I think you can say that about any movie.
Asia Argento, Italian actress Argento, told the New Yorker magazine that Weinstein forcibly performed oral sex on her.
Oh, what the fuck?
In 1997, but she was too scared to speak out about it at the time. I know he was crushed. I know he crushed a lot of people before. That's why this story, in my case, it's 20 years old. Some of them are older, has never come out. She was just 21 when one of Weinstein's producers invited her to a party. But when she got to the room, it was empty, save for Weinstein. At one point, he left and reemerged in the bathrobe holding a bottle of lotion. You'll see this is a regular theme. He comes out in the bathrobe. And like, oh, well, you know what? Okay. He asked me to give him a massage. I was like, look, man, I'm no fucking fool. But looking back, I'm a fucking fool. And I'm trying to come to grips with what happened. After the massage, Weinstein forcibly gave her oral sex. As she repeatedly told him to stop, the actress said. And she started faking enjoyment, thinking that's the only way to get him to stop. I was not willing. I said, no, no, no. It's twisted. A big fat man wanting to eat. Well, he loves to eat. It's a scary fairy tale. The Miramax movie was Bee Monkey. She then had consensual relations with Weinstein over the next 5 years, believing he'd ruin her career if she didn't comply. When I see him, it makes me feel little and stupid and weak. After rape, he won.
That makes sense because then it... Well, obviously, because he's being a dick, but also I feel like as the woman in that scenario, it's like, well, I'm consenting to this now so I can change the story and change what happened. And this way I can tell myself that this is just a thing. Like, it's just, you know, not my favorite person to sleep with, but I'm doing what you're supposed to do. You know, it's better if I sleep with this guy for longer, because then it seems like more my idea and I can convince myself it's my idea more.
Her boyfriend now is Anthony Bourdain. Her tweeted, I am proud and honored to know you. You just did the hardest thing in the world. And then she has it tough because she has
Why does he have to say in the world? Why? The hardest thing in the world? I guess if you're in the movie world, yes.
And then she goes, that's great, but you hit at first to me. And only I see it. So
can I tell you about this thing that I don't think I ever told anyone? And I always felt like it was my fault. And I was like 23 years old. There was a place on the Lower East Side that I frequented. It was called Baby Jupiter. And it was such a cool space. Do you remember this space or no? You might have come after that. It was just like definitely a little more avant-garde place. It had like, you know, bands that nobody knew about, but... It's like really fun, really great space, just opened. And it had something to do with Surf Reality in that I think the proprietor had a stake in it. So, and it was down the block from Surf Reality. And one time, like I was in a very manic state. I was like 23 years old. I think I just broke up with someone. And I was like, when I get in that state, I'm very up, very flirty, and very young at this point. And the owner of that space, I think he was the owner or the manager, but I think he was the main guy. He was around and he started talking to me and I was like, and I knew that somebody as young as I am talking to this person, he's flirting with me and I'm being me, but I know that that's something. So I know that I'm talking to him. In my head, I'm like, well, I'm not flirting. This is just how I am. And I'm amped up. And somehow, and I really don't know how, and this is what's embarrassing, he was like, hey, do you want me to show you the office downstairs? And I'm like, oh, this is so cool. But part of me is like, this is very dumb to go downstairs with this guy. There's nothing else that he can want from me. But of course, I was telling myself the story of, that's so cool. Like, here's the owner of this place that I love, that is full of artists that I know and love. And I'm like, this could be normal. So I go downstairs and right away I feel weird and I start circling the table because he keeps trying to like get closer to me. And I'm trying to make it normal. Like if I put space between us, you'll recognize that I'm really here to look at the office and like You know what I mean? To like see the space.
It doesn't even stop him.
No, it doesn't. And I, you know, I feel like if you saw anybody at the age of 23 or anybody at any age, but especially at my age, and I'm manic and I'm not in your league of anything. Like, I'm not talking about I'm hotter than you or whatever. I'm just not in your age league. I'm not in your cipher. I'm not in your world. And now I'm nervous and we're in a basement together and you're a dude and you're older than me. And he came, I don't know, I was trying to stay away. I was trying to put distance to show, but not say anything because I was really nervous. And he just went for my boob. It was, and I felt really stupid. I just got really nervous. And I don't even remember what happened. I don't even remember what I said, but he's like, let's go upstairs. And I was like, I blew it. I made him feel like things were going to happen. I know I did this. I know that by me saying, yeah, I'll go down to your basement while I'm being like manic me, which I know people misinterpret for flirting because I am using that technique because I don't know how to talk to anybody yet. And I'm making excuses. I'm like, oh, I'm just making excuses. I let him on. I said I was coming down. I didn't put enough distance. I am really stupid. I'm a dumb little girl.
He took you to the office. You didn't even ask what wood the desk was made out of. So obviously you had different intentions.
I mean, I thought it was cool to like see the behind the scenes of a club. Like, right. You know, you always hear about like the cool people see, they have like insider, like, oh, I get to, even at the Creek, like people get to go up to Rebecca's place. Have you been to Rebecca's place? Now you're like cooler or whatever. Right. If you buy into that, then you're fully buying into everything that comes in. But really, she's just hanging out with her friends, right? So I thought, yeah, I'm going to, but you know, right. So that's how all of it happens at the same time. I'm like, this doesn't feel good, but I don't know how to get out of it. And I want to be in, and I don't want to make him feel uncomfortable. I don't want to take back everything that I did felt like it led up to him taking it further, because why not? Does that make sense?
Of course it makes sense, unfortunately. Why, what is it with these guys that they have these moments, but then they know you're gonna come to a realization that he's a creep the next day, a week later, a month later.
And he's not trying to make love to me. He's just trying to grab my boob. Whatever I feel the next day, he still grabbed my boob.
What's he gets?
He gets to touch my titty.
Okay, so whatever he got out of it.
I don't even think he did. I think I was so nervous and so, I mean, I wonder if I saw a video of myself, I was probably like physically weird.
But how's that worth running into you again?
He doesn't give a shit. Stop thinking like you think. He does not give a shit. I'm another person. I'm like another boob. He might not even have memorized my face. It's just a kid. I'm a little girl.
But like Harvey Weinstein, he knows he's going to see you again. He knows it. He knows you're going to be at that club again, probably.
What are you going to do? And then what? How women are. They're, overly sensitive.
But you always hear them go, they always have creepy sweet talk when those audio tapes get out, right? Like, hey, baby. It's like, well, you obviously care what people think about you still at the same time of you being an asshole. Or you just would grab him, which sounds like he does sometimes, but he tries to be sweet at first in his creepy way. Hey, give me a massage. Well, you would just start with a rape, wouldn't you? No, I care about your feelings. Maybe this could be somewhere nice.
Don't you think that this is what people are talking about when they talk about how this is what we are teaching our boys? We're teaching our boys to, you know, isolate, to wait until 3 a.m. all of the how to pick up women is lie to them. It's a lot of isolate them, a lot of wait until they're vulnerable, a lot of, you know, just that's just normal.
Yeah, somehow I miss these classes.
They're not classes. They're the way guys talk to each other. They're the way men encourage each other. They're the way high school people, like, now you're hearing from the men's side of it, you know, their terrible side is they kept hearing guys talking about girls, so they felt like they had to try to do the thing. You know, it's just, it keeps perpetuating this thing, and we have to go, hey, that's not normal. Because I thought that was normal, and I thought that was my fault, and I still to this day, I'm like, why'd you go down to the basement? Why? You knew. Would you go down to the basement?
I would, but there's probably coke.
And what if there was coke and I wanted coke? Now should I get raped? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, you should not. I feel like I need to say. Mara Sorvino, he started massaging my shoulders, which made me very uncomfortable, then tried to get more physical, sort of chasing me around. This is like Benny Hill. Mm-hmm. You know, you just
remember Benny Hill used to be a great ending to an incredibly progressive show, and he was running around. Please put a picture of this. He was running after women in lingerie at the ending, and we all thought that was very funny. That is the same thing.
She left after telling Weinstein she doesn't date married men, but a few weeks later, Weinstein called Sorvino after midnight, saying he wanted to discuss some of his marketing ideas. When you get ideas, you got to share them any hour. She said they meet at a diner. He said, I'm going to come to your apartment, and hung up the phone. She asked a friend to come over and pose as her boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
But Weinstein showed up before he did.
Oh, yikes. You had such a good plan.
I opened the door, terrified, brandishing my 20-pound Chihuahua mix in front of me, as though that would do anything. He finally left when I told him my new boyfriend was on his way. Roseanne Arquette, she was supposed to pick up. Yeah, and then what do you do when you leave? Like, okay, we'll talk. Your new boyfriend's coming? Well, let's talk about marketing later. Definitely not a waste of my time or trip. I'm totally fine with leaving now. Okay, I'll tell you about marketing in front of him. It's very important. In the middle of the night, I share this with you. I'll explain why. Ah, fuck, I totally forgot. Fuck. Okay, I'll call you tomorrow. This is embarrassing. Roseanne Arquette, she was supposed to pick up a script from Weinstein over dinner at the Beverly Hills Hotel. Instead, the Pulp Fiction actress was told to head up to the executive's room where he greeted her with a white bathrobe.
Ugh.
And complained that he needed a massage for a sore neck. You caught me at a weird time. I have a bad neck. I've had bad necks before. They're terrible. Weinstein grabbed her hand, placed it on his neck. When she yanked it back, he pulled it towards his erect penis.
Mm.
How are you hard? How the fuck are you hard?
She's coming up.
Mm.
9th floor, 10th floor, 11th.
Keep coming. Oh.
I feel like.
Not my neck. How about my cock? How about my dick? Not my neck, huh? Let's go for my balls that look like my head.
You know those are disgusting balls. That's insult to injury. It doesn't matter if you have, I want to be clear. If your balls are smooth like an ironing board, it's disgusting. But it's a bonus when it looks like a burnt raisin.
No, not my shoulders.
I love that we know what kind of balls you're into.
How about my dick? Oh, my dick's okay? Okay. My neck's a little sweaty. I understand.
He insisted that he made a big mistake naming other women he had helped get ahead in their careers after they gave him his sexual advances. Oh, he insisted she made a mistake. She made a mistake by turning him down. I'll never be that girl. She responded. He made things very difficult for years. Rose McGowan won a $100,000 settlement from Weinstein in 1997. She was 23 at the time. The Miramax movie was Scream. The settlement was, quote, not to be construed as an admission, according to legal documents. Then what is it? Right? Ashley Judd, 49 years old now. No reason to share that, but okay. 20 years ago, Judd said she showed up at Weinstein's room, hotel room, of course, for a business meeting, but he was in his bathrobe, and he said that, give me a massage. She said no. He said, okay, you can shower.
What?
Right. I'm going to take a shower and beat off in front of you. Those were your choices. Or do you want door number three? How do I get out of the room as fast as possible without alienating Harvey Weinstein, she thought. The sexual advances kept coming, even as she repeatedly rebuffed him. I said no a lot of ways, a lot of times, and he always came back to me with some new ask. It was all this bargaining, this coercive bargaining. British actress Jessica Hines said Weinstein asked her to audition for the role in a bikini. I was offered a film role at 19. Harvey Weinstein came on board and wanted me to screen test for a bikini. I refused, so of course I lost the job. Ivana Lowell, who worked for Harvey Weinstein at Miramax Books, exposed him as a pervert 7 years ago in her memoir, Why Not Say What Happened? The British aristocrat described in her book how Harvey once chased her around a desk. This is what guys are doing.
Come on, when I get you, you're gonna melt.
By the way, that's what it feels like to be a teenage girl. Guys like literally chase you. And I think I was prepared for that. My mother said that that's what would happen. So when it happened, I was like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be running away from men constantly. It was totally normal.
Well, maybe you are, right?
I mean, I was like chased at the age of 12, like by adults.
Once chased her around the desk, showed her up to her apartment one night unanswered. When my book was first published, Harvey called me up screaming and said that I made him look like a pervert. I replied, yes, so?
You made me look like a pervert running around chasing you like a cartoon with his tongue out.
Yeah, you did that.
Remember that when the casting couch was a joke, like, casting couch,
right.
Like that was so normal, like how we joke about jail rape,
right?
How it's so true that it's so funny. Yeah. This is around that time.
He threatened to sue me, and then both Harvey and his younger brother Bob called me a liar. Meanwhile, she was dating his brother Bob.
Oh.
She was dating his brother Bob. He was still chasing her around. The brother just trusted his other brother.
Yeah.
I don't care that you will. There's no, what confidence? If only I can have a little of that confidence where you go, you'll never tell your brother. I'm going to fuck you so good, you won't tell your brother.
Lowell describes how Harvey arrived at her apartment while she was hanging out with a friend. He barged in and asked for a massage. That's the move.
To barge in and ask for a massage?
I wonder if this embarrasses him the most. Oh, fuck. Fucking massage.
I don't think he's embarrassed. I think he's sitting there going, fucking bitches can't shut their goddamn mouths out over what?
Right. The scene was comical. Harvey lying spread eagle.
Oh, somebody wants you. Oh, I ate you out by force. I wish somebody would suck my dick. I want you so bad that I ate you out by force. What the fuck is wrong with you?
She just decided to laugh nervously and edged away as far as possible. The mogul left disappointed, leaving the two women to speculate about whether he had bribed Lowell's doorman in order to get up in the first place. I left a lot of sordid details out because I still considered Bob a friend, and I didn't realize the extent and consequences of Harvey's sickening ways. This whole thing has left me reeling. Harvey Weinstein once trapped a woman in the hallway of a restaurant that was closed to the public and masturbated in front of her until he ejaculated.
Where do you have the time?
Listen to this, guys. If ever you get nervous with a woman and you can't get hard, this guy is just masturbating into plants in front of people. Oh, what skill. That's amazing.
Admirable, even.
I don't know if the word's admirable. I'd have to look it up, but it doesn't sound like it fits, but it's impressive. Okay. Could I say impressive?
You can say impressive.
Admirable sounds like you get an award. And I say, listen to this, ladies, no award for this guy unless it's an award from hell.
You're so one of the good guys, Keith.
I'm just saying, it's up to you.
Oh, you're not just saying, you're changing the world.
I wouldn't chase you around a table.
Aww.
I'd say, do you want to massage me?
I don't.
You say no. I say, how about I shower in front of you?
Thanks for the choices. No.
Not a problem. Third option, I come in this plant right now.
I don't think you can do that.
Not a problem.
Wow.
Have a great day.
I want to say admirable, but I know that's the wrong word.
If you remember, I didn't pretend I had an idea about marketing.
Oh.
I just came up here and knocked. Okay? Tell your friends. All right. Goodbye. You're still in the movie. You're still in the movie.
Wow.
So you're right. Half the fun is you wanting me to jerk off in this plant.
We're having fun?
And if you don't, yes. And if you
we're
don't.
Having half fun.
If you, well, I'm
quarter,
having fun.
Quarter maybe?
We're a team. This is the Weinstein family. This is the Malley family. And we're a team. And you don't have to do anything you don't want to.
You think your wife would enjoy this instead?
I don't. You know what? She's her own person, she tells me. So don't bother telling her anything. The accusation comes a day after Weinstein was the subject of the New York Times report. The incident took place a decade ago. Lauren Savon says she was a news anchor at the local cable channel in New York. And she doesn't just say that. She really was. She says the experience left her shocked and that while she told friends privately what happened, she remained quiet because she was in a long-term relationship and fearful of the power that Weinstein wielded in the media. She rejected the attempt and told him she had a long-term boyfriend. Weinstein said, well, you can just stand there and shut up. And then he started masturbating.
Oh, so sexy.
I'll meet you in the middle. You stand there, shut up.
I can do that.
You didn't want to be a part of it. Shut up.
Are you directing me? Because I feel like I'm doing great.
If you could shut the, shut the fuck up, please.
So do I have the part?
Oh, now you want to talk.
Is this the audition?
You're hired.
I guess. Yay.
So disgusting. He doesn't even leave embarrassed. He's like, well, I just did that.
No, he's not embarrassed.
Holy cow. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. He should teach a class.
He's not even embarrassed now. He's like, some of that shit happened, but this is too much.
Can he say, look?
Yeah, none of those women wanted me to masturbate. Come on.
Okay. The NYPD is looking into me. And my company has fired me and my wife left me. But I do have a TED Talk on confidence I think all men could use.
Plus Lindsay Lohan's on my side. I mean, what else do you want?
This is from 2012. This is 30 Rock. They seem to love outing people.
Sid, how long will it take to get a cease and desist order against Weird Al Yankovic?
Weird Al Yankovic is making a parody song on this character and doesn't like it.
Mm. Oh, that's too bad. Did they also take away your handgun license?
Don't do it, J-Mo. You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions out of 5.
I'm telling you, just let him do it. Eminem back down, Lady Gaga back down.
Tracy, I'm supposed to perform my song.
And that's it, and it goes on for a bit. But that's the whole Harvey Weinstein
thing. Wow. 3 times out of 5, delivered beautifully.
Right?
Sid, how long will it take to get a cease and desist order against Weird Al Yankovic? Oh, that's too bad. Did they also take away your handgun license?
Don't do it, J-Mo. You don't want to mess with Weird Al.
Oh, please. I'm not afraid of anyone in show business. I turned down intercourse with Harvey Weinstein on no less than 3 occasions out of 5.
I'm telling you, just let him do it. Eminem back.
We got to go back and start watching these 30 Rocks. Do you remember when they did something on the Bill Cosby back then?
I've arranged for one of Tracy's childhood idols to reach out to him. Tracy, this is Jack. I have someone here who wants to speak with you.
Tracy, this is Bill Cosby.
Really? This is your strategy?
I heard him do this at a party.
I want you to come back to the TGS for the people who like the jokes and the things.
Bill Cosby? You got a lot of nerve getting on the phone with me after what you did to my Aunt Paulette.
I think you're confusing me with someone else.
1971, Cincinnati. She was the cocktail waitress with the droopy eye.
I'm the guy with the pudding.
You try to tell me what to do? Dr. Heathcliff Huxtable with your light-ass kids. Jack, why would you make me talk to this man?
Tracy, don't hang up.
Whoa.
Isn't that something?
That is something.
You gotta sit down that Liz Lemon and ask her what she knows, because she knows some things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, see, now I'm trying to Google if there was actually a specific cocktail waitress from Cincinnati that's on his list.
Right.
I mean, his list has over 80 women at this point. It yep. could be. Someone's going to be a Cincinnati cocktail waitress.
Right.
Wow.
Okay, you can. I'll tell you what, you can stand there and not just masturbate. How about that? People were upset.
I think we need to stop thinking of these idols as real idols, and then no one, like, the power will be taken away. Cosby told you some jokes and make you feel funny because he, you know, had this great script, which, by the way, he didn't sit there and write by himself every week. Jesus Christ, we got to take people down a notch.
Right. Just look into, oh boy.
Just everyone. Just look into everyone. Just forget it. The NSA is right. I don't know what to do.
But isn't, you know what? I don't know. I don't like Pete. We're taught don't judge a book by its cover. But I really think God gives clues. And Harvey Weinstein always rubbed me the wrong way. Not literally. I was one of the few. But people were upset at Saturday Night Live because they didn't make jokes about Harvey Weinstein. It's like, all right, okay. Calm down. Right. What would the joke be? Why are you late, character? I was working on a Miramax movie and the girl's pulling her skirt down uncomfortable. What would the joke be?
Also, why are we concerned about people not making enough jokes about rape. Now right. This is our concern? I don't understand. It's the same thing as like, why are you taking a knee? Shush! Shush! This is happening right now.
Now this is on MSNBC. Ed Asner, who was in the Mary Tyler Moore show, he was her boss. You know, like, you got a lot of spunk. Thanks. I hate spunk. You know, classic vintage stuff. So this is Ed. They ask Ed Asner, why him? Who knows? What he thinks about the shocking allegations of Harvey Weinstein.
I'm joined now by a man who starred in one of those groundbreaking shows, the Mary Tyler Moore Show, winner of 7 Emmy Awards, more than any other man, Ed Asner, who helped demonstrate the changing culture of independent women in the workplace for millions of Americans each week. Ed Asner, wow, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. And not even a kiss.
No, nothing, right?
Oh, my.
Not even a kiss. I don't even get a kiss. It starts.
What's not even a kiss? Not even a kiss to start the interview?
Yeah, I didn't even get a kiss from you.
We know why we're asking this guy.
You're groundbreaking, and you were in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, so somehow you're responsible for women power. What do you think about what's going on in Hollywood? Kiss me. Give me a kiss. What, Jabba the Hutt? I'm just saying. Why did, back in my day, we started with little tongue play, and then we relaxed the guest, and then we begin. And then this poor woman, you see her face. She's like, do I have to keep going?
Right.
Like right there. If she can go, you all heard that, right? We're done here? No, not a kiss.
How about maybe a hug, a lower back hug?
I like that he asked her while on air, because more guys should do that.
That means he doesn't know. It's wrong.
Yes. But we get to see it. And now when we go, hey, this is how guys treat us. Everyone has to go, yeah, I guess, yeah, between the president and this and all this shit, I guess we now have proof. Yeah, because if it wasn't on air, he would have asked her right before. Then right. you would have seen a crazy look on her face, and everyone would be like, why is she being so weird during this interview? And she would have been like, he asked me for a kiss right before. So what?
Right. And I'll play a little more this time. And you'll hear that he's on the side of good. And he compares it to the president. Mm. And everything he says, he compares Weinstein to the president. Everything he says is making sense. It's on the right side. But he didn't know that it's wrong to say, why didn't we start with the kiss? He didn't know that.
I'm joined now by a man who starred in one of those groundbreaking shows, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, winner of 7 Emmy Awards, more than any other man, Ed Asner, who helped demonstrate the changing culture of independent women in the workplace for millions of Americans each week. Ed Asner, wow, it's great to have you here. Thank you so much for coming in.
Well, thank you. And not even a kiss.
No, nothing, right?
Oh, Ed, I didn't think anybody watched that channel. You're trending.
This is a world that you talked about almost 50 years ago. I was a teenager. Uh-huh. I watched The Mary Tyler Moore Show. I was among that generation of women who was inspired by the show that you did. And you also have a long history of speaking out about equality and social justice. You did not work with Harvey Weinstein, but what do you make of what's coming out of Hollywood over the last 2 or 3 days?
Well, it's merely a follow-up to what our president established on his campaigning and groping. So if the president does it, I imagine other people in power think that they're free to do it too. I'm not saying they should, and they should be punished and lose whatever they hope to gain, if not more. So I'm waiting to see how the president gets punished for his groping.
Meanwhile, I'll just masturbate under the table.
Hmm. It's so funny because he's like, oh, the president gave permission for this, which I believe he gave permission to a lot of things to be lived out loud, you know, and with boldness. But these are accounts that happened 20 years ago. I'm not saying Trump didn't do this 20 years ago, but it's just interesting, like, where he went with it.
Well, the interview's over. Was that a good interview?
That was very fascinating. Thank you, Mr. Asner.
Okay, and what are we missing? What are we forgetting? What are we missing?
You know, it would be great if she's like, oh my God, a kid. Would you like, we always seal with a kid.
Right?
I didn't know you were into it. You into it?
We do ass slaps around here, Mr. Asner. We're the new generation.
But are you into it, Mr. Asner? Yeah. Oh, just hold on. We have a designated intern for kissing, and then like some dude comes out. And then you go, all you wanted was a kiss, an innocent kiss. You just need to feel lips against you to feel like the interview is done. So this is the same, right?
Could they legally give him a heart attack deliberately?
Yes.
Like, yes, I'll kiss you. Take out your prick. I want to kiss your prick, Mr. Adler. Are we on? Yes, we're on. This is the new MSNBC.
I love that you think that he would be surprised if he asked for a kiss and somebody said, but can I suck your dick? He'd be like, finally, someone who gets Hollywood. I mean, you know, Trump sat, and of course we're comparing to the president. Yay, America. But Trump sat across from, I forget who he was being interviewed. He always disrespects the women that interview him. And he's like, you wouldn't have had this job if you were pretty. I mean, let's be honest, you know? And it's like, yes, but you're not supposed to promote that. That's bad news. You know how you know what fake news is?
Ugh. Okay. Seriously, it doesn't look like you're kissing me. You have another question, it seems. Okay.
There's a saying, sealed with a kiss, and I think we're done.
Since it never happened, you'll just edit out all those kiss requests, right? Okay, no. Okay. Oh, we're live. Ooh, that's fun. Okay. Can you see if I'm still married? Okay, thank you.
Trending. Oh, that's a good thing, right? I hear the kids talking about it.
I look up things trending, and I'm like, oh, boy. What'd he do? I like to guess what they did. I'm like, I don't think he's dead.
I love asking fat old men who can't even breathe what they think of another fat old man who can't even breathe. He's like, it's kind of bad if you think about it. I choose not to.
By the way, speaking of dead, the comedian Ralphie May passed away. On feedback, I see how'd he die? He was driving from one Whole Foods to the other to find kale, and nobody had it, and he was hit by a spinach truck. Very ironic. How'd he die? He died of a cardiac arrest. Do you know he's 45. At his heaviest, he was 800 pounds.
I did not know that.
And recently, 400 pounds.
Wait a minute. Was he walking around at 800 pounds? I'm not kidding. Like, this is not, you know, I'm not going like, well, how would he? But I thought at 800 pounds, you're bedridden.
I saw him on Celebrity Fit Club, and he was such a complainer on it. You know, like, just don't do it. Don't do that show. But he went on it, and everybody's running, and his exercise literally is to lift his arm up and down. And he does it like two times. He's like, that's enough. I'm like, how aren't you embarrassed? You know what I mean? You're on television. You're not embarrassed at all.
I never really got to know his stand-up. And it, like, even while he was alive, I know when people die, they're like, oh, he was so great, whatever. But even while he was alive, he got a lot of respect from other comics, which is why I wasn't like, oh, he must be just, you know. Right. And the little that I saw him, I was like, this? But I feel like from Last Comic Standing, you can't really fully understand people's sets.
Right.
But he had a lot of real comics, producers, you know, writers that were like, man, this guy was something.
Josh Accardo was impressed. He said he saw me 25 potato skins at once.
I can do that.
I'm going to guess that was the appetizer.
Okay.
I'm going to guess. That's my meal. Like, you have some money, Ralphie. Why don't you get a steak? That's it. I'm watching my weight.
Potatoes are so good.
He had two kids, and these are the names of the kids: April, June, May, and August, James, May.
Jokester till the end.
That's child abuse, right?
Yes, it's a form of.
Yeah, that's not right.
No.
April, June, May. Why'd they name you April, June, May? Ralphie May.
Ralphie had to memorize when the dates came.
Yeah.
And so but you know what? You know how, like, our parents always call, if you have more than one sibling, your parents will call all like three siblings at the same time, like Andrew, Michael, Hamda, you know, just come on over here. So he's like, April, May, June, July, August, just right. Come to the dinner table.
My kid's name is going to be
Fall and Summer, because it's just a summarization.
July 23rd, Mally. That's their name. You always remember my birthday. I sure do. All right.
So, I think that's good planning.
So what did we learn today? Well.
Oh, God. What did we learn? I'll let the man speak.
Listen, ladies. Don't have meetings in hotel rooms, offices, anywhere, and hope for the best.
Yes.
Men, only circle a woman twice around the table.
Jesus. And then give up.
And then give up.
And it's not really going to, we're not going to think that you're a failure. We're going to think, good for you. You know, sometimes failure is the best thing that can happen.
You know how they all like the chase. They don't mean literally. Jesus. But this gives them time to take it in and go like, oh, look, he's interested in me. He ran around the table twice. And then wait and see what the universe provides. Okay? Now, I know you're thinking, I'm masturbating into a plant, not on her or the floor. What harm does that do?
Good question.
Great question. And I'm going to look into that because there's got to be a reason. Okay? But in the meantime, stop it, because they don't seem to like it.
Oh, we're getting another question. Is a bathrobe okay for business meetings?
No.
What if you're so exhausted because you're Harvey?
No. It wasn't okay that Hugh Hefner did it. And it's not.
Are you sure? Because it seems to be okay when Hugh Hefner does it.
It's not okay. And it's not okay that you do it. You want business attire. Now, I know fashion is a silly business. And who's to say what's cool now and what's cool then?
Not even Donna Karen.
But don't wear a bathrobe is for bath things.
But what if I'm jerking off in the bath thing?
Are you by yourself?
No, but she is in my room.
Did she ask you to be there?
I asked her. Consent?
No, not consent.
There was a question posed.
Right. Try to remember this. When you did you ever hear the term a Q&A?
Yes.
Okay. So for every question, there should be an answer.
But what if the answer is no and I don't like it?
You have to go with the answer they say because that's their feelings.
I don't think you understand how life works.
No, I understand. They have an opinion too. You know how you have thoughts and you're a person?
But you know, we're talking about women.
Yeah, but what is in women?
Lot of feelings. No. I feel like maybe they overflow and I should just take what I want and leave the rest.
Women have the word what in them? Men. Women. So they have feelings like you have feelings because they're part man.
So I should put men in women. Like that's me. I'm a man.
No.
In the like almost in the womb. I feel like I'm doing my part here.
I think I figured it out. You should focus on killing yourself. Oh, what'd you do, Harvey? How you doing?
I just went up to, really?
Because I lead the marketing department, Harvey. How come I didn't go up there with the marketing strategy?
I'm trending.
Harvey, did you masturbate in a plant again in front of somebody?
She didn't want to come to the hotel and I was already wearing a bathrobe.
Harvey, we have a problem here at Miramax Studios. It seems we're spending $2 billion a year on plants. Harvey, you're fired.
I'll get help.
Balls on the outside or inside?
Running around. Look at that. And picture that fat fuck breathing so heavy, running around a desk.
Sometimes sexiness causes heavy breathing.
Can I just masturbate? Yes, you can masturbate.
Fucking weirdo. Can I take pictures? And then now you got cameras everywhere and glasses.
But I gave them multiple choice. There's like choices. That's feminism.
Here are your choices. I masturbate in front of you. Wait till you hear them all. Wait till you hear them all. You know what? Forget. You're bumming me out.
You think every night he gives his wife these options? Look, I'm going in the shower. Do you want to just get this over with?
You think he talks to his wife?
No.
Right.
He hardly talks to these women. He just pulls his prick out. And they said,
you know what? He stopped trying to fuck me and I was happy. I didn't realize the ramifications of that. Apparently, he's been harassing people.
Good
Do you
guy.
Not know? Do you not, like, when this comes out, let's say the wife really didn't know and didn't know about the settlement. And now everybody knows. Does she go, I couldn't see it coming? Or does she go, fuck, yeah, that's, I can see that. You'd have to go, I can see that, right? Like, I didn't think about it, but now I can see it. That he is a plant jerker.
It depends where you are in your own stage of denial. That means she got cheated on. That means that his career is based on groping women. That means that he's not, that means that the reflection on her is going to start coming. So,
I heard coming. Did you say coming? That counts.
All right, everybody. Guys, I don't know. Stop. How about that? And women, I'm sorry to hear this. It's disgusting. And I'm a sweet guy. And I don't even own a robe.
You don't own a robe in Poundtown?
No.
Wow.
No. Poundtown is consensual. I would like everybody to know.
There are no robes in consensual Poundtown.
I'm not sure what you're saying. It's consensual. And I don't have any plants in my house. Okay? No plants.
And you're having a housewarming, so no plants for your housewarming?
I barely have a shower. All right. Thank you, everybody, for spreading the word. Harvey Weinstein, go fuck yourself. I'll say it.
But that's what he's doing.
That's what he's trying to say.
Everyone's so upset. I'm fucking myself here. What does it have to do with you? It's on a plant.
Nah, he's also doing a little, he's doing a little rape as well.
Let's look into it.
I did. He ate this woman out without permission. And then went right back to work.
Donna Karen, do you have something to say about that?
I'll tell you, that's Shakespeare in Love, though. That was pretty good.
What are you going to do?
You got to admit he was a good producer. Thank you. KeithAndTheGirl.com